Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union from WTTSFM.com.
Welcome back. It's great to have you guys in town. Tonight, the Wood Brothers play a TTS show with MLKB presenting at the Vogue tonight. Still a few tickets left, I believe. Afterwards, you all got a raffle ticket when you came in. We're going to give away some tickets right after they perform, so stick around for that. Welcome back. New album is called One Drop of Truth, and this is the first self-produced album. Is that correct?
Actually, the second self-producer album. Yep, we're getting practice, and we've got a little better at it, so it's the second one.
You did this over the course of a year around Nashville. It wasn't in one session. It was kind of piecemeal together through the year.
Yeah, you know, most of the time people feel like they got to write all of the songs first before they go into record, and it's kind of overwhelming. So it's kind of nice just to write a song and just go record it right away. And Nashville's amazing because there's so many studios, a lot of cheap studios that are still really great, and you can kind of go in there with a more nonchalant attitude, thinking maybe you're going to make a demo or maybe you're going to make the real song, but you don't know it yet, and it doesn't matter. And that's the luxury that we had on this record, is to just try things and set them aside and forget about them and listen later. And that's kind of the best way to self-produce, I think.
Oliver, you've called this the most purely Wood Brothers album you've made. What do you mean by that?
I actually don't remember saying that.
you were quoted twice as saying that.
Okay.
So I hope you said that. I really hope you did.
Said that for every record, but no.
This is the one.
But
this is the one.
We mean it this time. Well, I think that the longer we play together, the more of a musical identity we feel like we're finding our voices. You know, with every album, you find something that's more us, and so I think that's generally what it seems like. But it's also maybe the most independent thing we've done. We have our own label. We didn't really have to take any advice from record label or, you know, any sort of criticism along the way. We just sort of got in our little creative bubble. And in that regard, it was very uninfluenced by any outside factors. You know, we paid for it ourselves. We didn't owe anybody money. We didn't owe anybody a radio song or anything. We were just like, this is how we're feeling. This is fun. We're having fun. And that's all that mattered. And so
we're growing up.
Yeah.
Well, growing up, when you turn 30 and you think, oh, I'm growing up now. And then you turn 40 and you're like, oh, no, now I'm growing up. And then you turn 50, it's like, no, now I get it. I'm actually a man, finally, and it just never ends. So every record's going to be more Wood Brothers than the next.
Good. Let's hear some more from the Wood Brothers in Sun King Studio 92.